I'm with Jake Backmus, second baseman for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Jake, first of all, thanks for taking a few moments to talk with me about baseball.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So first thing, I know just recently you announced that you're going to Arkansas State to play. Tell me about kind of the process you went through to decide on that and your excitement for that as well.
They called me up about a month ago and talked to the recruiting coordinator, Ty Dickinson, who's a local guy actually, and talked to him for a couple weeks, and then last week he came with me with a visit offer, so I took that, went down there, and I loved it. They got a good thing going down there, and I'm pretty excited to say that I'm actually going to be a Red Wolf down there.
Now, that's a little ways away. Are you worried about the distance, or is that something you're kind of excited about?
I'm actually pretty excited about it. You know, I've been in the Pacific Northwest my whole life, and it's going to be nice to have a different culture change.
Yeah. So growing up, is there a player or a team that you really kind of looked at and kind of mimicked that player or just followed, throughout your career?
Well, obviously the Mariners, and then, of course, you're going to have to say Griffey. I'm a lefty batter, and I always wanted to have the swing like Griffey, but I don't think I got it, but I'll give it my best shot.
So, looking at, kind of your position, you're a second baseman. Going into that, what is the mindset that you have approaching games? Because, it's different than a pitcher, even different than an outfielder or a catcher. How do you approach a game with your mindset and your focus?
I try to stay as loose as possible. I mean, there's some guys that get pretty serious and don't like to talk or whatever, but I'm just the kind of guy that just goofs around, kind of, and that just keeps me focused. When I'm having fun and being goofy is when I play my best, so that's how I look at it.
Awesome. And so, also looking at, as you're kind of going through your career, is there a coach or someone who really kind of pushed you and inspired you to be the player that you are today?
I'd have to say my dad and my uncle, but coaching wise, I only played for one other coach after this, and it was Rob Reese, and he pretty much showed me the ropes of high school baseball and gave me the transition to college baseball, so I give a lot of credit to Rob.
And we know that, for baseball, it's a lot of routine, you're doing the same thing over and over again. Do you have superstitions that you play with and use?
It all depends. I may not wash some things if I'm doing well, but other than that, I'm pretty much don't really have any superstitions like that.
Yeah. And so, one of the things that for a lot of players, they, like you mentioned, kind of focusing on Griffey's swing and trying to be like that, but now that you're older, now you're really trying to find your own groove, what are some things, some tips that maybe you would give to kids as they grow up about hitting and focusing at bat?
Definitely T-work. And for me, I just hit away, because your body naturally can pull a ball. Mm-hmm. But it's learning how to take the other pitch to the other side that will really make you a better hitter.
And then one last thing is really kind of talking about, this is a game of failure. I mean, the great players, 3 out of 10 times, they do good. How do you deal with that mental aspect of getting past the failure and looking at the positive?
For me, I look at it as, yeah, the pitcher beat you this time, but next time I'm not going to let it happen. It's just a mindset you have to have, and you're going to fail, so you might as well just flush it, learn from it, and then, get it next time.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.